Yes, well, they've praised each other. They've praised each other's policies. Henry Kissinger and Hillary Clinton have publicly lauded each other's policies. And I agree with the journalist at Consortium News, formerly at Newsweek and Associated Press, Robert Perry, who's documented in great detail that Hillary Clinton's policies, her advocacies for foreign intervention are essentially very similar to what we call neocon policies that prevailed under the presidency of George W. Bush. It's now just called liberal interventionism. It's now called responsibility to protect, or R2P. But the bottom line is the same. So I just think we need to have a single standard of evaluating the advocacy and policies of presidential candidates. It is really fair to say that Hillary Clinton has advanced, through her words, through her deeds as Secretary of State, policies of continual U.S. military intervention and de facto perpetual war. So I think we ought to debate that. Do we support that or not? Do we go silent about it or not?